Happy New Year. I just feel so good about this year. I really do. I just feel like God is going to open up the windows of heaven and pour out of so many blessings that we ain't going to be able to consume them all. And, you know, and the thing is about that, when he do that, you think about your neighbors and your sisters and the widows and the poor people. Don't just try to build up another barn, because you know what the guy did that had all those riches and all those things, and you know he went to build new barns instead of looking to his brothers and his sisters. And see, when we go to doing looking to our brothers and our sisters, that's kingdom work. And when you do kingdom work, it's a blessing in doing kingdom work. You know, I get excited every beginning of a new year because God have blessed me. And you know, and the thing is, in order to receive that blessing from God, God's word tells us what we must do to receive a blessing. And I'm a firm believer in first fruits. You know, the first of the year, I give my whole check to my Lord and Savior. You know, and then in my business, I take out my product that I done bought, and then the rest, my profit, I give it to the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, church, it's a blessing when you give those first fruits. When you give God your first, he gives you his best. And I'm telling you, when we can learn how to do that and walk in that, boy, what a not only just a great year, but every day is a blessing. You know, this really has been a blessed year. It's been one of probably the coldest years, first of the year that I can remember in Arkansas. You know, now for us in Chicago, it's just a little nip in the bud. But here in Arkansas, 3 or 4 days and never get above freezing. It's cold, y'all. But, you know, I thank God that we can press through, we can endure, because it could be a lot worse. We could have ice storm. Could have a snowstorm, but yet and still, it's cold. But what we got to do, we got to put our coats on, and we can still travel and get the things that we need, you know. And I thank God for that, because on the northwest, on the northeast, they got snow like never been before. And church, I'm telling you, our Savior is getting ready to come back again. He said we would have signs. It would be earthquakes in diverse places, in places that they never been before. And you think about up in Pennsylvania, all the snow that they're getting, they never seen anything like that before. And then I look at little Arkansas, 9, 10, 12, 15 degree weather. But look at the smiles up on each and every one's face. And then you still took the time out to come out and give God your time. So, church, I'm telling you, when you endure and do those things like you're doing, God got a blessing for you. May we bow our heads. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just come tonight thanking you, Father God, for the beginning of a new year, Father God. And Father God, we ask you, Father God, to search us and to know us, Father God. And if it's anything that we brought in from 2017 that we didn't need to bring in, Father God, we lay it at your feet right now and ask you to remove it, Father God, so we can receive the things that you have for us. Father God, the things, the blessings that you have waiting for us, Father God. Then, Father God, we ask your anointing to come and to lead and guide us. Once you deliver us from those things, Father God, we ask for your grace to help us to stay on the right track. Because without you, Father God, we have nothing. So, Father God, we put all our trust in you. And then, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I get so excited when I get a chance to come to Victory in El Dorado, because I see so many smiles up on your face. It's something that look like y'all love to do, come serve the Lord. And that's a blessing when you come to serve the Lord. A lot of people look at the numbers. I don't look at the numbers. I look at the hearts. When I look out into the audience, I see love. I see commitment. I see dedication. And I see it unto the Lord. And I'm telling you, he got blessings for us this year. And all we got to do is walk in them and receive them. And got to get is some things that he said we must do. And then he said what he will do. And, you know, I was reading early this morning yesterday morning, around 3:45, somewhere in there. And God laid on my heart on giving. And I tell you what, I'm a giver, church. I love to give. I be excited to give. See, I can't wait for Sunday to come to get my first fruit on for my salary and for my business. I can't wait. And I just thank God every day. Every time I do a job, I say, Lord, this is yours. Lord, I give it unto you. And, you know, I just love doing it. I get excited when it's time to give. But we're going to get into the word, and tonight it's going to be how to give and have a blessed life. It's hard not to give and have a blessed life, church. But I promise you, if you learn how to give, you will have a blessed life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. You know, like I said, I get excited when I look out into this crowd, because I know y'all are sincere about your Lord and Savior. You can just see it all over your face. And I just want to honor y'all tonight. But first of all, I want to give honor to Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Jennifer in their absence.
Amen.
And to allow me to come and speak a word from God. And most of all, the senior pastors, Pastor Jerry and Pastor Elaine. I give honor to those, you know, because we got some great pastors. We've been blessed.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's not no more in the world, but to me, there's no one no more in the world like the one we have. And don't get me wrong, church. We all make mistakes and we all fall and we all have to repent. It was so amazing because Pastor Jerry had a meeting with the leaders Sunday at the church, and he was asking everybody to forgive him because he kind of was slow for about the vision and the dream that God gave him. You know, it takes a man to stand up and ask his members to forgive him. You know, he was sincere about it, you know. And you know, when you get pastors like that, that's what you call genuine. Genuine. We have some genuine pastors. So, you know, when I fall, church, I ask you to pick me up. I ask you not to put your feet on my neck, but put your hand in my hand and lift me up. And I'll do the same for you all. If it's anything that I can do, just call me. Get in touch with Pastor Jonathan, Maurice, Roger. It's someone around here got my number, and I'm telling you, if you need a helping hand and I can do it, amen, don't hesitate to call on me. And like I said, if I had to put a towel on this thing tonight, it would be give and live a blessed life. How many of y'all want to give and live a blessed life tonight, church?
Amen.
Look at the hand. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, it's here. This is the year. I promise you, this is the year. This is going to be such a great year, church. To sometime you don't even understand it. But the thing is, about most of the time we don't understand something, we have our head held down, but our head's going to be high up in there. Say, Lord, I don't know. Girl, I don't know where this come from, but I thank God for it. And then you're going to look around, and it's going to be somebody sitting in a corner up high with their head dropped, and you're going to be able to go bless them. That's what the year going to be for us, to, as we get blessed, to bless others. And I'm telling you, as you sow to others, God sow unto you. You know, the word of God say you reap what you sow. So what are you sowing tonight, church? What are you sowing tonight? It's more to sowing than sowing money. You know, it really is, you know. When you see your sister or your brother down, if you can go get them a word, a peace, a joy, encourage them, give some encouragement, that's someone. So then when your little head be dropped, guess who's going to come and my Lord and Savior? And it's nothing like when he come and say, son, lay your head on my shoulders. Daughter, lay your head on my shoulders and go to whispering the sweet things into your ear that money can't buy. Don't get me wrong now. We need money because we're in this world. But we need love more than we need money. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Joshua 1:8. Should be very familiar to everyone. I'm just going to just teach God's word tonight. Will that be all right? Because in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So when we get in God's word, we have God. So, and you know, Joshua 1, we're going to read from 1 to 8. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joseph, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Did you get that? The land that I'm giving. You know, I'm telling you, church, when you become a giver for God's kingdom, I'm talking about the blessings that you like I said earlier, you can't consume them all. It's so amazing. And we're going to finish on that. Every place that the soles of your feet were tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. That word again, I have given you. I'm telling you, church, this is the year to go to giving, because I feel like all of you all are givers, because you giving your time here tonight. It's so many things in different places and things that's going on all around in our families and all around in our cities and different things, but yet you took the time out to come and give your time to the Lord, and I can promise you, he's going to reward you for it. From the wilderness and this Libyan, as far as the great rivers, the river, I'm going to be like Pastor Jonathan now, whatever, all the land of the Hatties and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. What a promise that is.
Amen.
Well, what a promise that is, church. You know, I get excited when I go to reading God's word and studying his word and see the revelation that he have and see the promises that he have for us all. And it said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. What another promise that is. It says, be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance of the land which I have sworn to their fathers to give them. That word is again, church, give. I'm telling you, this is going to be a great year. I promise you. And it says on, it goes on down, only be strong, be a good church, that you may observe to do according to all the law with Moses, my son, commands you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that you may what?
Prosper.
What? Wherever so you go. Boy, now ain't that something. Sometime, you know, church, when I first started on this journey, it seemed like I never had enough. And I found out what the problem was, that I never had enough. Because I didn't have my Lord and Savior first in my life. I had other things. So many times we can get caught up on our homes, on our cars, on our money, on our children, and on our spouse. But without putting God first, church, I'm here to tell you, you have nothing. Give him your all. If you don't give nobody else your all, give your all unto him that can keep you in perfect peace. You know, it's something when you can be going through a storm and yet instead you'll still be smiling and be joyful. Say, I know this too going to pass. See, that's when you got perfect peace, church. When you can stand in a storm and say, I know this too shall pass. See, most of the time when you can do that, you like an eagle. See, one thing about an eagle, it flies above the storm and look down at the storm. So I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm saying it's going to be a blessing year, but you know before a blessing there come what? A storm. So I'm telling you, you better get your wings to flapping and be ready to go above it, because if you let that storm toss and turn you and throw you here and throw you there, that's going to get discouraged you. But boy, if you can find yourself rooted and anchored in the word of God and fly above that storm, once that storm see what that eagle do, come back down to earth and come on lower and just be flying. See, when you get back to earth, once you battle that storm and get back down, that's where your blessing gonna be. So don't get discouraged, don't get upset. Know that, you know, it'd be like what I always say, vengeance is yours, says the Lord. The battle is not mine, it belongs to you. See, you got to put, when on a storm, you got to put God's word on a storm. And see, that's what I'm telling you. That's a way of giving too. You're giving heed unto God when you speak his word. It's you not trying to battle the storm. It's you letting him battle the storm for you. But, you know, you got to put his word on that situation. You know, it just the other day, on the first of this year, we started a fast. And, y'all, I see y'all have some booklets out there. And I was just asking the Lord what he want me to do. Which one of these fasts does he want me to do? And I was had my mind on another one, but this one kept stirring in my spirit. And I'm trying to think what the name of that fast my wife told me I am. What you say the name of that fast was, honey? Yeah, she told me I was doing a convenient fast. But you know, the thing was, it was so funny when she said that, because I was kind of feeling the same way. But then they didn't have it no better. Last night we was talking about the fast. I got three doing, my wife and two of my oldest daughter, they doing the Daniel fast. And I'm praying for them, church. I'm praying for them. Because that's the fast I really wanted to do. But like I said, from 6 to 3 was stirring in my heart. Because I'm one of them type, I like to eat a breakfast and about 11:45. Boy, my stomach go to growling and everything, I be ready. I can't wait to do the last job or get to somebody's restaurant. And, you know, and I was thinking about all that, and then it was stirring in my spirit. 6 to 3. So when you do 6 to 3, that 11:45 is out. But as that was stirring in my spirit, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, give me grace to do it, and I do it. And I tell you what, church, it'd be 3 o'clock, and I don't even know it. I said, wow, it's 3 o'clock already. I get glory unto God because I know. I love to eat. I want me a breakfast, I want me a lunch, and a dinner, and a snack, and sometime a midnight snack. But, you know, but to me, now this, from 6 to 3, and then I'm a working man, them working hours. But I was just thanking the Lord because I know in November and October it was 75 and 80 degrees. And you do a lot of sweat when you work at that time. And now I'm looking at below freezing. And I guess I don't get hungry when it's cold. I never noticed that until this year. It was so funny the day when I got home. I went in there and I got ready to cook me some, and they said, what you eat today? I said, nothing. And they were like, wow, nothing. But I'm telling you, church, when you're doing it for the Lord, it's amazing. And I can't do nothing but thank him for it. But y'all pray for me now, because I got, what, 17, how many more? Yeah, 17 more days. And you know, and the old enemy getting mad at me because I'm standing up here talking about how good God had been to me on them first 4 days. So y'all pray for me, church. I want y'all to pray for me because I'm going to get all I got. And now, if you would, let's go to Psalms 1. That's another familiar one on giving. Do I have anyone out there doing the Daniel fast these 21 days? Hey, honey, look at here. You got some on you now. What about from 6 to 3? Oh, girl, we got one of them convenient fasts. That's what my wife say, but that's all right. We gonna be convenient there. Cause y'all, this morning, I gotta tell the truth. I got up this morning about 5 o'clock. I was cooking sausages and eggs. Because the reason I did that, church, I got to share it with you. The reason I did that, because I ate buffalo fish last night. And, you know, fish don't hold very long. Fish don't hold very long. But I thank God for that fish, because Brother Maurice and Brother Roger, they went fishing. And I know it was cold because I went with them Monday. The first time I ever got in a boat below freezing. and I love the fish, but then that showed me that I really, really, really love the fish. Because we talked to some guys tonight, they said, what in the world, is y'all crazy? But you know, I told them, y'all said, you take a real man to do the things that we do. I tell them, they still got baby bibs on if they won't get out in the boat below freezing. But at one time, y'all, I had a baby Bill bone too, but I guess my reason and Roger made me pull it off. Now it says Psalm 1, blessed is the man. And what do it say? Blessed is the man. I'm telling you, church, it's going to be a blessed year. Amen. This is going to be a blessed year. Everything we look at tonight, you're going to see how blessed you is. I want y'all to take it to your heart. Who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seats of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. See, back here in this book here, but his delight is in the word of God. That's what I would say. It's in the word of God. That's where your delight come, in the word of God. And it said, and in his law, he meditates day and night. Church, in order for your blessing to be overflowing and abundantly, start meditating God's word day and night. You know, the word of God says what? If you keep my commandment, what? You love me. And all of his word is his commandments. And I'm telling you, if you start meditating in God's word day and night, I know it's going to hurt you to turn ESPN off. I know it's going to hurt you to turn Lifetime off. I know it's going to hurt some of y'all, whatever channels you're looking at. I dare you to turn it off and meditate on God's word and begin to watch and see what God's going to do. Because I'm telling you, church, it's some things we have to do to get in position to receive the blessing that God has for us. And he said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So I don't know about y'all, church, but can you imagine a tree planted by the rivers of water? What makes a tree grow? Water. In church, I'm telling you, and this what the word said, we're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And what's going to happen when you're planted by the rivers of water, you're going to be overflow. Your cup's going to overflow. It's just going to be running everywhere. But be careful, church. Don't let the enemy get in it. Don't, when it go to overflowing, don't try to catch it and put it in your pocket. Catch it and go out that door and help somebody that's in need so that it can continue to overflow. And then it said, and he shall be planted, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. So this is your season, church. This is the season to overflow. But like I said before, be careful. Don't let the overflow get you in trouble. And then it goes on and says, who least also shall not wither. That means your wealth is not going to disappear. You know how it is sometimes? You hit a lick here and you hit a lick there, and then you look over there, you ain't got nothing. Now this what this telling you, it won't be like that no more. But the key to that is to meditate upon the word of God day and night. See, I get up with the word and I try to go to bed with the word, church. And I'm telling you, when I get up with the word, he protects me throughout the day. And then when I lay down with the word, sweet dreams, sweet dreams. That's what God's word does for us. And then, like I said, and then whatever he does, he shall prosper. Let's look at, go to Luke 6:38. Will it be all right if we just read God's word and see how good God been down throughout eternity? Because that's God is. He's good, y'all, church. The old saying says he's good and he very good. I got me and old George Foreman at Victory. When we see each other, I ask him, I say, how you doing? He said, I'm doing good. But if he asks me first and I say, I'm doing good, and then I look up at him and say, how you doing? He said, I'm doing gooder. So, church, this year I want y'all to be doing gooder. Anybody want to do gooder this year, church? Amen. Amen. I love the deacons up there at Victory in Camden, Arkansas. You know, they got so much wisdom. I think the oldest one is 91, I believe, Brother Johnny. And I went to one of his deliverance class, and I tell you, church, I haven't been the same. I haven't been the same. But the thing was about that, when you go to a deliverance class, that verse we just read, You better meditate on God's word day and night, because when you get delivered from all those things that done had you in bondage, some things from your birth that you don't know anything about. See, so many times you be like, I'm trying. And see, when you get to that part, you're trying and you don't know. When you say I'm trying, that means you don't know if you're going to do it or get caught up in it. But I tell you what, if you go to a deliverance class and then go to putting God's word in the place of where all that junk come from, go to putting God's word in there. And then the Bible says that what we can do, we can plant and we can water, but who going to get the increase? God's going to get an increase, church. And see, that's what you got to do. You got to learn how to meditate upon God's word day and night. And then it says you're going to prosper everywhere. See, God's word is good, church. It's gooder than anything you can ever get. And I promise you that. Let's go on to 638. Everybody ought to know this. It says give. Look at that word again, church. See, everybody want a blessing, but I'm telling you, in order to get the blessing, you got to give. You know, it's amazing that I'm waiting on God to bless me. And I'm going to tell you the key to get blessed is what? Give. Give and live a what? A blessed life. That's what it's all about, church. It says give and it will be given to you. Look how good God is. About two or three words over, it said, give, and it what? Shall be given unto you. Man, I tell you, that ain't a promise. I don't know. I don't know what a promise is. And then it goes on and says what? Good measure. When I think about good measure, I think about one of those good pound cakes. You got to have all your good measure of butter, sugar, flour, and you got to have everything just right. And see, that's how it is. In order for you to give, and it shall be given back unto you, you got to get everything right. And see, so many times we think just because it ain't right, you won't receive. Yeah, you can receive. He know you're going to fall short. He said what? Everyone at what? Sin and falling short of his glory. But when we sin, what do, church? Repent. See, so many times we don't repent. We fall into a pity party. Well, I ain't perfect. Okay, ain't nobody told you to be perfect. No, that ain't what no, even the word of God ain't never told you to be perfect. To me, that's just an escape. I ain't perfect. It ain't about being perfect. It's about repenting and getting back in the word of God and getting back under his wings where you can receive your blessings.
Amen.
You know, God's word tell you everything that's going to happen to us down here on this old life and down here in this old life and on this earth. And if we take this word and put it into action, you'll see some results. And it says, press down. Man, can you? That's what I'm talking about. My brother Jeff out there, he pressed down. That means, you know, you got this little old barrel back there in them cotton picking days. Anybody know anything about picking some cotton? Look at that. Girl, I wouldn't have never believed it if you wouldn't have raised your hand. She know about that. See, in that cotton bag, every time you just throw that cotton in there, we get rid of the weed, you don't have nothing. You got to press it down. Is that how you do it, Sister Vesta? You got to press it down. And you see, and that's what he's saying. He's saying right now, our little wealth and our little thing is just fluffy right now. He wanted to press down. Well, you take that old cotton bag and throw it on your shoulder with one hand. He wants you to be able to do it like this. Get it with two hands. Then you got to hump with it. I'm telling you, church, this the time of the year that is the time of the year. How many of y'all want to walk humpback? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That's your press down, church. And then it says shaking together. See, in order for you can press it down, you gotta do, Miss Vess? You gotta shake it. Shake it together. Yes, praise God. And then it goes on and it says, and running over, my Lord. It reminds me of Psalms 23 when it says running over. My cup runneth over. So that's what's going to happen, church. Your cup going to run is over. Now don't go to Walmart and buy now one of them biggest cups they make, because you don't need that. You don't need that. The cup he talking about, you can't get it at Walmart. Amen. So don't leave here talking about I'm going to get my cup. Because the cup you're going to get ain't going to be big enough for this year, I promise you. And then it says, running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use. See, look at that. Now it's a condition right now in that church. It's a condition. See, that cotton bag I'm talking about, shaking, press down, all that. It's a condition to get that bag like that. Ain't a Miss Buster. A little sweat and stuff involved. It's a little work involved in that, ain't it? But see, in where we at tonight, church, it ain't going to be a lot of sweating. It's going to have to be a lot of believing and praising God. That's what it's going to take. See, when you're in a storm, you don't get mad and upset and stomp your feet. You go to praising God and go to speaking his word and then go to commanding his word into your enemy. The enemies go running behind a building crying and all that. That ain't going to do it. Because the word of God tells me the only thing that pleases God is what? Faith. And then he goes on and says that's what pleases him. And then he said what? He is a rewarder unto those that diligently seek him. Diligently now. It ain't just getting out of here. Well, I heard what Brother Anderson said. Thank you, Lord. It's coming. Diligently. You got to seek him. That goes back to in Psalm. Meditating upon his word day and night. And then it says it will be measured back unto you. See, whatever you do, like I said earlier, if you reap good, if you sow good, you reap good. If you sow little, you reap little. Amen. So I'm telling you, church, it's going to take a little work and a little effort. But it ain't like going to a job from 9 to 5. It ain't going to be like that. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be all these years that you done sit up there and say, I done sold. Don't look like nothing happening for me. But if you go to the nursing home, you'll see that something done happened. You ain't in there. All right. See, so many times we don't go to them nursing homes. I went to one about a couple weeks ago, and all I could do was thank God. All I could do was thank God. Do you know how bad it is when you're laying on your bed of affliction? And then you got some of these young people that trying to nurse and wait on you, and they mad because they sweet daddy didn't do right before they left home. And then they ain't stun you. You go in that room and you done had an accident. And all they gonna do is turn that, and the girl, I ain't going in there. She'll just lay in that. You know how bad that is, church? So we still on this side able to get out here and join one another, and then we can take care of ourselves. It's bad when you ain't able to take care of yourself, church. Let's go on and close out with Deuteronomy 28. And I want y'all to know I'm sincere tonight about these blessings coming in, church, because I'm telling you, this is the year. It really is. And it gives me joy to be able to come and share this word with y'all on giving. Don't take the word lightly, church. Now it shall come to pass. Look at here, y'all. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. So how can you obey his voice if you're not in his word? You know, I was reading the other day, and it says, to fear the Lord is to what? To hate evil and to obey, brother. Most definitely right. But this is what it just said. It said it come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations and earth. Now tell me that ain't a promise, church. And see, when I went to that nursing home just about a couple weeks ago, to me, We're able to do, got all the activities of our limbs in our body. We're able to come out and serve God. We're able to go to Walmart. How many of y'all went to Walmart for Christmas? Poor Walmart. You mean to tell me didn't nobody go to Walmart for Christmas? Okay, sister. Boy, we on the same page, sister. The rest of y'all, J.C. Penney's and Dillard's, hallelujah. I just hate you didn't bring me a gift. But church, I'm just here. I just wanted to share that word with you. And I pray that I said something to encourage you to continue to hold on no matter how bad the storm look or no matter what you're going through. So I went through a financial storm, I went through a marriage storm, and I went to a health storm. But thank God, here I am tonight. I made it. I flew over the storm. And that's what I want you all to do. But in order to handle a storm, you get in God's word and meditate upon it day and night. And I promise you, if you give, you will live a blessed life. Amen. May we bow our heads and get ready to get out of here tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the ears of the listener tonight, Father God. I pray that your word, that they will receive your word, Father God, and be ready to receive the things that you have for them, Father God. And as you get us in position, Father God, if you prepare us, Father God, we ask for your grace to be able to endure the things that must come our way, Father God. Because you said in your word here on earth, we should have trials and tribulation, Father God. But you said, be of good cheer, for you have overcome, so will we. So, Father God, we ask you all of this in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we pray your blessing upon your people as they go. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you all.